It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? I'm glad we're together this week.
Yep.
How are you? Well, I'm feeling pretty good. You remember the last time we were together, I mentioned a license for driving a car? Well, I wanted to show you my own. This is my driver's license. You see up here it says Fred Rogers, 4802 Fifth Avenue. That's my address. And there's my signature down there. It even has my birth date up here. Remember I told you that a license was a permission to do something? Yeah, I had to prove that I could drive a car well and safely before I got that license. Oh, there are a lot of people who have to have licenses for different things. Doctors, nurses, airplane pilots, restaurant owners. In fact, sometimes if you go to a restaurant or to a doctor's office, you might see the license right up on the wall. Yep. There's somebody at the door. Let's see who it is. It's Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery, speedy delivery
to
you.
How are you, Mr. McFeely?
Well, I just stopped by to remind you that Terry and Chrissy are arriving tonight. They're going to be visiting us all this week.
Oh, that's great, Mr. McFeely. I hope we'll be able to see them.
Well, I'm very excited about it, very excited.
I'm sure you are. Is there anything that I could help you with?
Well, as a matter of fact, I have a lot of deliveries right here. Would you mind?
Oh, I'd be glad to.
Let's see. Oh, yes. Here's some stuff for Bob Tro. He's doing some silk screening. You can just deliver those to Bob Tro, all right?
I'd be glad to, and I'll be learning something as I go.
And you'll be helping me besides. Don't forget to say speedy delivery, all right?
I'll be glad to, Mr. McFeely.
Okay, and I'll say speedy delivery. Bye-bye.
Hope the girls are fine. We'll be seeing you.
Speedy delivery to you.
Let's go on off to Bob Tro's and see what this silk screening is all about. Right? Come along. Speedy delivery.
Be right with you, Mr. McFeely.
Fred Rogers.
Hi.
Say hello to Mrs. Young.
How do you do, Mrs. Young?
Fine, Mr. Rogers.
Glad to meet you. This is some delivery that Mr. McFeely had for you. I told him I'd bring it over because I wanted to see this silk screening you were doing.
Right. I had ordered this. Thank you very much. I'll be needing that shortly.
Are you teaching Bob how to do the silk screening?
Well, I'm learning from Bob.
Oh, you're teaching her.
I'm learning a different way to make posters.
Oh, nice idea. A teacher learning from a teacher.
Teachers also learn from children, Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, that's
believe
true.
Me.
Don't I
we
certainly
all.
Do.
All right. Okay, now we're about to put the ink through the silk screen here by laying it on the top. Now, this is the silk screen, Fred, right here. It's silk stretched across, and it's nothing but a screen.
I mean, this is a piece of silk.
Mm-hmm. And if you saw that real close, you'd see a screen with holes.
So like a screen on the window screen.
Right, mm-hmm. Or a screen door. Same type of screen, except there's just enough of a hole to let the paint go through. Now, here's what it is. You see, we put the ink on there, and it comes through here onto the posters, which is what we're working on.
I see. Oh, these are pretty. It says spring show on it.
Well, it's a garden club that gave me this job, and it's going to say Spring Flower Show.
Oh, so you have to get the word flower in there.
Right. Flower will go right in between spring and show, and also there will be another border go around in this color of kind of purple or lavender.
I see. So for every color, you have to have a different screen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Right. Exactly. Now we're going to make a little test here. If you'll hold that up for me. This has to go in just right on the poster. Has to fit right in like that so that it comes out in the right place when we put the paint on. Now, for the paint, I should show you this squeegee.
Squeegee?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's rubber there.
Yep. And so it's flexible and can bend and push that paint right down through that screen. And it's also sharp on the corners and also fits right in between. Now we'll put the paint on and do our test. Just pour a bead right there, another bead right there.
It's an inky kind of paint, isn't it?
It's very inky. That's what it really, they call it ink. But it sticks like paint.
I see.
Now we're all set.
Maybe I should put on one of these.
Oh, you better. Good thinking, Fred, because it does get messy. Mrs. Young, if you'll just push down in there for me.
This one?
Uh-huh. Thank you. Here goes. Now, let's see if the test worked out.
Beautiful.
It did.
Uh-huh. Good.
Now, what do you want us to do?
Just remove that, please.
So then once you take one of these and put it under there,
right.
Then flower and the border will be added.
Mm-hmm. Should fit right in there. Jump again. Put the poster in like we did with the test board.
There.
Good. Now, it's your turn, dear.
Oh, I'd like to try it.
Okay.
Do I just start down here?
Start down there. Go like I did, up to the top, very smooth. My pressure. Good. Thank you, Fred. Perfect.
It's
surely
cute.
Is.
You learn very fast.
Can I put that up?
Yes, you can.
I'd like to try one.
Would you, Fred?
Mm-hmm.
Good. All right. Let's see if there's enough ink there for you.
Want me
can
to do that?
Can we just
one?
Take this? Sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And put it in here.
Mm-hmm.
In those corners, huh?
Now we're all set. There you go, Fred.
Now how do you hold this down and do that at the same time?
Well,
this way?
Yeah, well, I can
that's
hold it.
That's good. She can
you.
Hold that for you. Here we go. Try to do it in one sweep. Yep. Good.
Let's see
what the results are.
Hey, it came out.
Came out perfect.
Another nice one.
Great.
How would you like to have that one, Fred?
Oh, I would.
Good.
Thank you. I'll take it with me. Sure would like to hear something about your kindergarten class, though. You know, I'm interested in children.
Okay. As soon as I finish up here, I'll stop by your house.
Great. Thanks, Mrs. Young.
Okay.
I'll even show her how to get to your house.
Please do.
Mm-hmm.
Will you be doing this one next?
That one will be next.
Okay. There you go.
Thank you very much.
Oh, I must give you my... Thank
right.
you.
Mm-hmm.
Do interesting things here.
And again, thanks for delivering the material I need, Mr. Mac Rogers.
You're welcome. See you all later.
Bye, Mr. Rogers.
So long.
Mr. McRogers, he called me. Well, that was an interesting thing, wasn't it? That silk screening process. Pretty. You know, that squeegee pushes that inky stuff through the silk. Takes a lot of learning to do that process well. Of course, I like the posters that children make because they're all so nice and different. Why don't we just have some make-believe? There's something about the castle. And something about Lady Elaine's television station. You know, today's the day that the king is supposed to give Lady Elaine her license for that television station. Why don't we make believe that Lady Elaine and Lady Aberlin are waiting at the castle right now, waiting for the king to give that license?
He be ready. Just when will he?
He said he was getting ready for colorful TV.
Well, I'm tired of waiting.
Hi, Edgar.
The king doesn't think he can give you a license today.
What do you mean?
His new crown cover isn't here.
His crown cover?
He said he wouldn't go on Lady Elaine's TV without it.
Well, I'll tell him a thing or two. Listen to that.
Assembled admirers, I presume?
Not so, Friday. What's this about a crown cover?
It's not here, and I need it.
But, Uncle Friday, you look great just the way you are.
This robe is for colorful TV.
Well, come on over to MGR TV and let's see how it looks on television.
I need my matching crown cover for presenting licenses.
Let's just go over and rehearse.
Has X the Owl completed the printing of the license?
I'll go see.
If he has, I shall consent to go to the studio, but only to rehearse.
Well, I've never heard of such foolishness.
I make the rules around here, Fairchild.
I'll go check with X. Do not disturb. What a time for him to put that sign up. Uncle Friday, Lady Elaine, there's a sign right up on X's knothole.
Niece Aberlin, I presume.
Oh, excuse me, Uncle Friday. Correct as usual, Uncle Friday.
Now, what's this about X?
There's a sign on his door.
What says the sign?
The sign says, do not disturb. He must not want anyone to bother him.
But this is an emergency. We need that license.
And I need Mr. McFeely to deliver my crown cover.
Let's tell X that it's an emergency. You're allowed to disturb in an emergency.
All right, but if he doesn't answer my knock, I'm not going inside.
Honestly.
Why, it's a new sign. It says, I have gone to MGR TV. He has probably taken the license with him. Well, back to the castle.
Okay, now what?
He's gone to your television station.
Well, let's all go there then. He probably took the license with him.
Just to rehearse, Fairchild.
And when Mr. McFeely brings that crown cover, I'll be back in business.
All right, fine. I'll see you there.
Very good. Come along, Kingy.
Sure don't see anybody here. I guess I just leave this license right on the counter. Did my best job there. Oh, boy, television studio. Someday maybe I'll just give flying lessons on TV. I think people would love to learn to fly. Yeah, I guess I'd better fly on home myself.
Speedy delivery. Speedy delivery.
Oh, Mr. McFeely, hi.
Greetings, X. I thought King Friday was to be here today.
Well, I thought Lady Elaine would be here, too. I printed up the license for her TV channel.
Oh, I see. You certainly did a beautiful job, X.
Well, my teacher helped me a lot, and I worked hard on it. But I have to get back to some other work at my tree.
Well, I think I'll wait right here for King Friday.
Okay, give him the license, will you?
Sure will.
Okay, bye, Mr. McFeely.
Bye-bye, X. Mr. McFeely's my name, speedy delivery. Speedy delivery.
That's what we need. That's what we need. A speedy, speedy delivery. A speedy, 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 speedy.
Just whom I'm looking for.
Do you have my crown cover, McFeely?
I certainly do. Right in this box, King Friday.
Very good. You may place it on my crown.
All righty, a speedy delivery.
Very good.
Could you help me there, Lady Aberlin? Here we are.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, what do you think of that?
Yes, but where's that owl?
Oh, X the owl. He was here, but he's left, Lady Lane.
Oh, I'll never get that license.
Oh, no.
Oh, we might as well throw away all these cameras and forget about it.
Oh, no, Lady Lane, he left the license right here for you. It's right here.
Oh, bless his winged soul.
Well, now that we have the license and the crown cover, you could begin.
Wait until I clear my throat.
You run the cameras, Aberlin, and you hold the license, McFeely.
Right, Lady Lane.
Oh, boy. Are you ready to broadcast?
All set. Yeah, ready to broadcast.
Ready.
Hello, folks. This is your friendly television announcer, Lainey Fairchild. This is a special program because your king and mine is going to present the license for MGR TV right this moment. Now, take it away, Friday.
Fanfare, please. That will do. Thank you. Yeah. Loyal subjects, it is through the largeness of my heart that I appear before you this day. If it were not for your king, there would be no such thing as a TV license. Remember that as you go through your humdrum lives, remember that. Think of me, your kindly king, King Friday. And now, here to hold the license for MGR TV is the special speedy deliverer, Mr. David N. McFeely.
That's what you get. That's what you get. A speedy, speedy delivery. A speedy, 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 speedy delivery.
That will do,
that's
Mr. McFeely. Yes. And here to accept the license is Lady Elaine Fairchild.
General manager, you can put it down, McFeely, thanks, and chief commentator of MGR-TV. Thank you, King. Thank you all for the great trust you must have in me. The programs on MGR-TV will be the finest available in this neighborhood. We shall recommence regular broadcasting tomorrow. Today, we simply celebrate. Incidentally, our camera woman today is Lizzie Aberlin. Oh. Come here and take a bow, Aberlin.
Oh,
come along.
Good job.
Yes, very nicely done.
This is MGR-TV signing off. See you all tomorrow.
So now Lady Elaine can broadcast again. She has her license. MGR-TV. Museum Go Round Television. I think that's fun to pretend that. King Friday gave... Oh, there's the door. Let's see who's there. Oh, it's Mrs. Young. Come in, Mrs. Young. I'm glad you came.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
Hi.
I brought this film over about kindergarten. It's a nice film, and I picked it up from the library.
Oh, thanks very much. We can watch that together. Would you have time to stay while we watch it?
Sure.
Good. I remember my first time of going to kindergarten. I remember how excited I was.
There are many different kinds of feelings about going to kindergarten. Mm-hmm. Children have so many different feelings, and it's all of them are okay.
Great. Well, let's just show this and see some children in kindergarten, okay?
Now, that's a film of another kindergarten class, but it'll show you some of the things that they do in other kindergartens.
I see. It's not your kindergarten.
No.
I see. Well, let's take a look at it. Let's see some children in a kindergarten class.
Our game today is going to be from the Anything Box, and there are pictures in here, and we have to divide these into categories. Can't.
Is it something large?
No. No, it is not fruit. Laura.
Is it meat? Is it vegetable?
Heather.
Is it something to eat?
Ow!
Is it chicken?
It isn't chicken, but it's something that comes from a chicken.
Is it eggs?
That's what it
yeah.
was. When do we have eggs? What
in
meal?
The morning. Wait. He was just a water slayer.
No, he's there.
Go. Forward somersaults.
Thank you.
day, they all go off to their homes. Looks like there's a lot of learning and a lot of good times in that kindergarten.
Yeah. And you know that's the school where Christy Thompson goes?
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Wonder if they have any films. She's in the third grade, isn't she?
Yes, she's in the third grade.
Wonder if they have any films about that third grade at that school.
Well, I'll check, and if they have, I'll send it over to you.
Thanks very much, Mrs. Young.
You're welcome.
Really appreciate it.
Okay.
First, I get to see some silk screening, then I get to talk with you about kindergarten.
That's right.
Have a good day.
I enjoyed it. Thank you, Mr. Rogers.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Speaking of Chrissy Thompson, you know, she and Terry are coming to this neighborhood tonight. Certainly hope that we'll be able to see them tomorrow or the next day. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will, too. You always make it a special day for me by just your being you. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
The people who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.